Hello and welcome to another episode of Harry Cash here at BHVC Primary. Today we will be talking to Oliver James, who is the Litter and Fly Tipping Prevention Officer for Torvine County Borough Council.
He is coming today to deliver an educational workshop to Year 6. Good morning, Oliver, and welcome to Harry Cast.
Good morning, both. Thank you for inviting me. It's lovely to be here today.
Can you tell us about your background and how you became a Litter and Fly Tipping Prevention Officer for Torvine County Borough Council?
Certainly, yeah. So firstly, my degree is in zoology, so with biosciences in mind. It was always something I wanted to do, always something I've been interested in the natural world and looking after wildlife in the areas that we enjoy, our green spaces and blue spaces in our waterways. But in terms of the jobs that I've had since uni, they have been, a lot of them, linked with the environment. I've worked in a zoo before. I've worked in wetlands with the RSPB. But also, when I started here at the council, I've been doing the community environment officer role and now the litter and fly tipping prevention officer role. Alongside, I must say, doing some work beforehand back in 2016, which was a lot to do with litter and clearing up our beaches and green spaces with the National Trust. So I've been working with quite a lot of these organisations and so feel I can add a lot. Hopefully now moving forward, as I'm new to this role, but hopefully I can add a lot to it and improve, fingers crossed, our litter and fly tipping incident stats in Torvine.
What are the main issues you are facing within the borough with littering and fly tipping?
Yeah, so firstly with litter, it's something that, of course, is widespread and it's not just in one location. There's lots of different locations which have, for example, different pieces of litter that are seen. So whether it's, unfortunately, outside of schools, at the routes to and from, or whether, for instance, it's in our parks or alongside the canal, there's lots of different places where we see this litter, and we're working alongside businesses, schools and community groups in order to clear it. And this is where my job comes in with a prevention part, to stop it arriving in the first place. So when it comes to fly tipping, it is something, unfortunately, that is seen, but it is something we do want to work on. Fly tipping happens not only in our secluded spaces, where people feel they can get away with it without being watched, but we are trying to put, say, cameras in those places, and places which we see these hotspots, we'll say where these hotspots are. But with fly tipping, again, when you've got litter carriers, people saying they can remove litter cheaply from people, and this litter, unfortunately, this fly tip material ends up on a hillside or in a lane somewhere. We want to try and educate around this and the proper channels and avenues of people disposing of their waste.
What measures have the local authority introduced to help tackle these problems within the community?
I suppose when looking at it, and the first thing that comes to mind, I know it's something that's been done again and again when it comes to the education side, but it's something I'm very, very keen on in reinforcing the messages to all age groups, but also not only to schools and to, say, community groups, to, say, Cubs and Scouts, is to go out and see the litter, do run litter picks, be proactive in removing it, but again, with the education side. But when it comes to fixed penalty notices, unfortunately, people do break the law. They do not pick up after their dog. They do fly tip. They do drop litter. So with the enforcement team, I shall be looking at reinforcing this, the carrot and the stick on this occasion, trying to make sure there are those punishments there, although you hope they never have to come to be and people will feel that they can recycle and dispose of their waste in the correct ways.
What are the main consequences of littering for the local environment?
With firstly, litter can cause many problems linked with pollution in our rivers and waterways as litter breaks down, which can take hundreds of years if it does. But also, litter can cause us injuries. It can cut us. It can cause injuries to our pets, say cats, dogs. But also, of course, with, say, litter ending up in the environment, you've got things getting strangled, wildlife, hedgehogs, things ingesting and eating, say the cigarette butts, which are disposed of irresponsibly. So when you look at the risks altogether, dog poo as well, that is another thing that is a very serious issue. So with dog poo, that can cause blindness, especially if dogs are set free over playing fields. It could cause infection, not only to us if we've got, say, open wounds, but also it can cause infection and disease in other dogs. These diseases can spread through poo. So again, it's something that is very serious. And when you look at the issues surrounding litter and fly tipping, it's not something that will be solved overnight, but it is something that we are keen on working together with local business and with schools and community groups to solve.
What can happen if someone is caught fly tipping in the area?
Unfortunately, again, as we touched upon a few moments ago, it is a case of raising that awareness around the punishment surrounding fly tipping, but then unfortunately following up on it. It is something you hope people are educated around, you know, what could happen, but people still will try to do it for various reasons, but they can face hefty fines or even go to court and, face the consequences that way. So fly tipping, again, is a big issue, but unfortunately, you know, we try and provide where we can so people could dispose of their litter properly and their material properly, whether it's businesses or domestic waste. But yeah, it's about then following up on that and saying, if you don't do it responsibly and cause harm to the environment, then these are the consequences in place.
How important is it to work with the schools and the younger generations in our communities?
I'd say it's probably the most important thing, because we do only have one planet, as cheesy as it sounds. But with educating, especially younger people, around the environment, you are the next, I like to count myself as young as well, but we are the next generation moving forward, and we want to care for the environment we live in and enjoy, not only for us, but for the wildlife. I am passionate about it, and I know lots of people are. And I think it's about sharing that passion and thinking creatively around solving things. So, when looking at the next steps, especially in amongst, say, the Cubs, Scouts, all these different groups I mentioned who I'm trying to work with, and voluntary groups to remove the litter and highlight what is there, unfortunately, in our environment, it's about coming to schools and having that conversation about what you've seen and what we can all do together to improve things, whether it's the reduce, the reuse, recycle side, and having that conversation.
Where can we go to find out more information about recycling and reducing our waste?
Again, you know, with myself coming out to schools doing presentations, and hopefully as well doing things such as these podcasts and litter picks, it's about, again, having that conversation, discussing things, answering any questions you may have. But if you do want to do further reading, you could do so on the council website. I also, on the Cleaner Greener page on Facebook, do try and send messages out, whether it be to do with litter picks that are coming up, or ones that happen, different events, different things going on, and what we can do to all help, you know, that maybe some people aren't aware of. So, when it comes to the next steps, I'm hopeful, you know, especially we're working with the younger generation, that, we're able to pull together, and especially, you know, working with families. But in terms of further reading again, and further steps you can take, there are, with Keep Wells Tidy and Carry Cymru, there are litter hubs and litter-free zones that I'm really keen on trying to set up across the borough. So we have got a few in place dotted around, although we want to try and have a few more so they're more convenient for people. Litter hubs are places where you can go along and collect all your litter-picking equipment, gear, so your bags, your litter pickers, your hoops, your high-vis jackets, and then you can take out that equipment, do your litter pick, you simply report it on the app, and that's something, again, I'll be reporting how easy that is to do for all the technophobes out there. And it just means, of course, you know, you can do that and then simply take the kit back and take it back when you want. But it just means when you've got these litter hubs, we want them as easily and accessible as possible, the same with litter-free zones. And with schools, particularly with litter-free zones, they come into their own, because you can have litter-free zones where schools or the, wherever they are, take control of these areas and really try and stamp out the litter around, you know, the routes to and from school or around the business. And it just means then a frequent litter pick really can see that big impact. And I think what people need to realise is if everyone does take just 2-3 steps and make it part of their daily routine, they can really can make a difference.
Have you enjoyed visiting us today and delivering the educational workshop at BHVC?
Yes, easy question to answer that one. It's been a pleasure, not only with us, the classes so far, doing the presentations and having a good chat and doing some activities around, say, recycling and the messaging there, but also with the podcast today. Again, it's my first ever podcast and it's been brilliant. I've been quizzed to strenuously. No, it's been a pleasure to do, so thank you both.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today, and we look forward to working with you to help reduce litter and improve recycling in the area.
This has been Alicia and Alfie for HairyCast. Thanks for listening.